Hi, it's Beth. I just turned 65. I've kept my mouth shut all my life, but I've decided I'm going to go down swinging, and I'm talking. Episode 27, November 11th, 2019. Hi, it's Beth. Okay, the little blue troll just got back from seeing Parasite. It was directed by Bong Joon-ho. And it's from South Korea. And it tells the story of a poor family that's unemployed and they live below ground. Pretty, very bad slum. And they make a little extra money building pizza boxes. They are so bad at it that when the guy comes to pick up the pizza boxes, a quarter of them, they can't seem to get the edges right on these pizza boxes. Just making a box out of a flat piece of cardboard. They can't do it. So, and the rest of the movie is about a wealthy family in a gorgeous home, and they are pretty nice. Well, the scam is that the poor family infiltrate the rich family, and they do it by taking on intimate jobs, and they do them all superbly. Tutor, chauffeur, maid, and child psychologist. What they can't master in making a pizza box, well, these people can do every single other thing in the world. So they have the rich family very happy with all of their work. So the rich family doesn't know that they're all related. They think they just found this person, you know, that these people just know really great people out there in the world. That's part of the scam. Okay, so it is beautifully filmed and it is beautifully acted. But there are some big cultural problems in this story. The poor people smell like quote-unquote subway people. And the rich people are always holding their nose. Now this is bigger than kimchi. This is very bad. And I asked a friend who lived in Korea what that was all about, and she said it's the smell of mildew. So, but it's bad. So, whatever it is, it plays a big part in this story. I'm not going to spoil it, but watch out. So then, there are some dumb plot points that really take me out of every movie, and I really hate when they happen. This one had this huge one, which is, at this big, beautiful mansion, there are some hidden rooms, and things happen in there. But what drove me crazy was these hidden rooms, there are windows, and there's Morse code. This guy, well, things happen down there. You can do Morse code from the windows. So It's like the realtors and the owners don't see these windows when you walk around the house. I saw them. And so they have no idea that there are hidden rooms. I mean, never think about that. Hey, what's that window? No, nobody's thinking about it. That drove me crazy. Did I like this movie? Well, here we go again. There was nobody in the movie that I could like, except for the two little kids. They were adorable. They were given nothing to do, not much, very one-dimensional. So that was sad. Now, there's another plot point that really drove me crazy, and it's towards the end of the movie. And the rich family goes away. They're camping out. They got a big thing with Boy Scouts and Morse code and all kinds of stuff. Kid loves TPs, so there they're going camping. Anyway, the poor family decides it'd be a good idea to go to the rich to spend the night there and drink all their liquor and make a big mess in the house. Now it starts raining, and I mean, it is pouring outside. I'm like, come on, wake up. The rich family's gonna come back. They're not gonna camp out in that crazy, flimsy tent in this kind of weather. It was a downpour. So I'm like, oh my God. So, you know, of course they're shocked when they come back. But basically, in a nutshell, this is the part that's gonna make you wonder. I have never seen people get so offended by smelling bad in my whole life. I mean, they're just off the chart with this sensitivity. Unbelievable. So, the question is, should you see it? I'll tell you what. I think you're going to look really good to your friends if you say you saw it and if you say you liked it. But, you know, I don't know. Okay, here it is. Here it is. The very same people who loved The Lighthouse are going to love this movie. If you're one of them, fine. If that's your bag, go for it. Otherwise, save your money and Netflix it. Okay. The little baby troll's got to go now. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.